The Dean of Academic Affairs will please come forward.
Mr. President.
Dean Clark.
May I present the Reverend August Menicky, candidate for the Doctor of Divinity honoris causa, who has been recommended by the faculty for this degree. I now ask the Secretary of the Honors Committee to read the faculty citation.
The Reverend August T. Menicky, as a member of the Council of Presidents of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Menicky has distinguished himself by his exceptional services as a steadying influence in a time of great difficulty. His voice has been one of quiet moderation, but firm and unyielding on essential principles. His understanding approach to the problems confronting the Missouri Synod and his firm leadership have done much to clarify the issues and to reduce tensions both within the council itself and in the district, Minnesota North, which he serves as president. The son of a Lutheran pastor, he was early exposed to a wholesome blend of both public and parochial school education. After graduating from Concordia College, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in 1951, he entered Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, Missouri, where a year later he earned his Bachelor of Arts degree. After completing his 4 years of seminary work, Pastor Menicky served parishes in Aitkin and Crosby, Minnesota. During this time, he was selected to serve as a member of the board of directors of the former Minnesota district. After a year of service as pastor of Prince of Peace Church in Ozark, Alabama, he returned to Minnesota to assume the office of the executive counselor in the newly created district of Minnesota North. 7 years later, in 1970, he was chosen to be president. Pastor Menicky serves as a member of the Committee on Convention Nominations for Synod, and in January will assume his post as a member of the Editorial Committee on Official Publications. He is the author of various essays and papers, as well as My Devotions for December 1973. For his literary activity, Concordia College, St. Paul, Minnesota, last May, conferred on him the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters. Pastor Menicky's career is a living reminder of the truth expressed in Proverbs 12:18. The tongue of the wise brings healing.
Honorary degrees are a recognition of distinguished service to the life of the Christian church, and each honorary degree is bestowed to thank God for the special gifts he has bestowed on the recipient. By virtue of the authority granted by the state of Missouri under its charter to Concordia College, and by virtue of the authority granted to Concordia Seminary by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I confer on you, August Menicky, the degree of Doctor of Divinity, honoris causa, with all the rights and privileges thereof, and I authorize the marshal to invest you.
Dean Klotz.
May I further present the nominees for the Christus Vivit Award. This award is conferred by Concordia Seminary upon Christians from all over the world who have been distinguished in some special way in the exercise of their calling on behalf of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The title of the award and the design of the medal reflects the ideal of the Christian's life, that Christ dwells in him. Mrs. Dorothy Brenner has been recommended by the faculty for this award. I now ask the Secretary of the Honors Committee to read the faculty citation.
Throughout her years of service to Concordia Seminary, Mrs. Dorothy Brenner has been an outstanding example of a person committed to her task in a measure far beyond the call of duty. She first exhibited her devotion to the seminary by her participation in the 1955 rebuilding of the school for graduate study. It continued in the process of restructuring the office of the registrar some 6 years later and climaxed in her willingness to return from retirement to assist in the office of registrar during the troublesome months from February 1974 to the end of July in 1975. During all these years of selfless service, hundreds of students came to know her as a person interested in their individual welfare and skilled in the art of informal counseling in matters pertaining not only to their academic careers, but also to the life as such. Dorothy Brenner is a graduate of Cleveland High School, St. Louis, Missouri, and of Brown Business College. After many years of service in the world of business, especially as assistant administrator of the Forest City Manufacturing Company, St. Louis, she came to the seminary to make her specific contributions to the growth and development of this institution. Mrs. Brenner is married to Leo F. Brenner. Both she and her husband have been unstinting in their service to their church, especially during the difficulties of recent years. Their life has been a manifestation of the fact that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Mrs. Brenner, you honor us by accepting this award. We pray to God that He will bless your life in the future as He has in the past and give you many opportunities of service to Him.
President, I further present Mr. Alfred H. Tessman, who has been recommended by the faculty for the Christus Vivit Award. I now ask the Secretary of the Honors Committee to read the faculty citation.
Selfless service to his church, both on the local and national level, is the hallmark of Alfred H. Tessman's career as a layman, with a long record of consistent and sacrificial application to the needs of the church, of benefits derived from a varied academic background, from his business acumen, and from his inventive skills and community interests. Alfred H. Tessman is the developer and holder of 9 patents. In 1954, the government of Sweden honored him for his patent on horizontal casting of metals. He began his life's work with the Anaconda Wire and Cable Company, and climaxed it by serving as vice president and director of operations for Alcan Cable Company. In 1946, he became one of the founders of the Southern Electrical Corporation in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He also founded Industrial Research and Development Corporation of Largo, Florida, which presently occupies his full time. It is chiefly for his service to the Lutheran Church, however, that the seminary honors him. After studying at Concordia College, St. Paul, Minnesota, at the University of Minnesota and at LaSalle University in Chicago, from which he received a degree in accounting, he has devoted much time and effort to serving in various congregational offices. At St. John Lutheran Church in Sycamore, Illinois, for example, he served for 12 years as treasurer. He was on the board of elders at First Lutheran Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. There he also was chosen to be the chairman of the building committee for the erection of a new church edifice. In Clearwater, Florida, where he presently holds his church membership, he has served as president of the congregation and as a delegate to the district conventions. Mr. Tessman has also served through the years as a Sunday school teacher, a member of the International Lutheran Layman's League, and as a member of the Board of Trustees of Valparaiso University. Alfred H. Tessman is known throughout the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for his unremitting interest in the preservation of the faith once committed to the Fathers. In this capacity, he has spent countless hours and resources beyond reckoning. Present direction taken by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod owes much to his unstinting devotion. He stands out as an example of what influence can be exerted by a single individual in a lifetime of commitment to his faith. The cost for such persistence has often come high, but Mr. Tessman was at all times willing to pay the price loyalty exacts. While his name is listed with bold letters in the Library of American Lives, Tennessee edition, it has always been a matter of much greater satisfaction to him that his name has been entered in the Book of Life by virtue of his Savior's atoning work. For him, it was never a matter of taking lightly his confirmation vow that he would remain true to the teachings of the doctrines of the Lutheran Church even unto death. His life stands as a monument to the unwavering conviction once expressed by an apostle The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom.
Mr. Tessman, we are honored by your accepting this award from Concordia Seminary, and we today join the prayers of many and offer our support as you continue your service to the church and to the community. Will the chairman of the Board of Control, Pastor E.J. Otto, please step forward?
I wasn't that far away, Dr. Bowman. These niceties always impress this peon from the plains. Dr. Menicky, Dorothy, Al. As I gave some thought to the 3.5 minutes that Dr. Bowman has allotted me, I thought about the wide diversity that you people represent. Dr. Menicky, whom I have known somewhat casually for a number of years. Dorothy Brenner, who in my days of academic graduate work here used to occasionally order me around, which upon further contemplation is a rather awesome business. And Al Tessman, as I recall, I met you first at the Synodical Convention at Milwaukee. It would be hard to imagine three more diverse people, and yet you are here together. And when we say why, I go back to Luther's explanation of the second article. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord who has redeemed me. And a little further on, as part of the reason for all of this redeeming work, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him. And in those words, we find the unifying thread that marks, and the hallmark that marks all of you. Namely, that you confess Jesus, true God and true man, as your Lord and Savior who has redeemed you, and that one of the purposes, aside from your eternal salvation, is that you may live under him already here in his kingdom and serve him. Now, I'm sure the three of you will say this marks a lot of other good people in the Missouri Synod. For they too love their Lord, and they serve him in his kingdom. And that is true. And yet, out of all of these folks, occasionally we have to take some who say to the faculty, by their lives of service, that these folks are really, truly special folk. And in the choice of the three of you, the Board of Control gave its wholehearted and enthusiastic support. And so it is on behalf of the Board of Control that I extend to you the board's congratulations, the prayer that God may continue to use you and bless you.